88.5 FM. This is Jeff Penfield, joined live in studio by Matt Costa. Played a show this week at the Troubadour. 88.5 FM presented him there. Heard it was a great show. Kind of wrapping up this run of touring, at least a little bit, because you've been out on the road a lot. And he's got a new album out called Santa Rosa Fangs. Thank you so much for coming on by today.
Thanks for having me. All this is true.
All of it is true. I hope it's true. I hope I did my research right, because that's something that, you know, you go in and you start digging in on an album. And this one is a story centered around Sharon, which you actually were open about when you announced the album. And also in the album itself, it talks a little bit about the story. What inspired you to kind of go down that road as you started working on this?
Yeah. Well, it actually, it started off as a long time ago, sort of a just a sound that I would repeat over and over in my head. And just before I started recording this record, I realized that the voice in my head was saying Sharon, Sharon, Sharon over and over again. And I didn't know what to do with that sound. I didn't even know it was a name until it revealed itself about, 2 years ago before I started writing this record.
Do you know where that kind of came from? Where Sharon came from?
No. It started off a little fuzzy in the sound. You know, I had to clear out the eardrums a little bit, and all of a sudden Sharon came in loud and clear.
And a lot of this seems to, you know, you use, I was looking down the lyrics and there's a lot of I and talking about it almost like a person part of the story. Is there a particular point of view it's coming from?
Yeah, it's coming from my interaction with the characters, and the line is blurred sometimes. Sometimes it's first person narrative, sometimes it's third person.
She's going out tonight. See her aquarium friends amongst the buffoons and the bogarts. She's strung out again. She knows not what she does. She knows not how she feels. She don't know if she's living or dying with buckets full of pills. She's colder than the coast of Maine. Sharon on a snow winter's day. Sharon, she got you like she could me. Sharon, and send you raging on the sea. Sharon, 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 Sharon. You know I seen you make arrangements with all the lawyers at the bar. I know you're going through those changes, and I seen you going through those changes. Yeah, I know you're going through those changes. Gone, 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 and still your daddy pays your rent. She knows not what she does. She knows not how she feels. She don't know if she's living or dying with buckets full of pills. She's colder than the coast of Maine. Sharon on a snow winter's day. Sharon, she cuts you like she cut me. Sharon, and send you raging on the scene. Sharon, 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 Sharon. Sharon, 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 Sharon.
Peter Matthew Bauer and Nick Stump are the two people who helped you out on this one as producers. What made you want to bring them on board and help? What made them the right producers for this?
Well, I admire both of their them as musicians and as and their own songwriting. And so that was a big draw, knowing that their focus was going to be on that. And I felt that both of them had like a really strong sense of how to deliver a message and the message that I wanted to bring across. And both of them really helped me kind of whip it into shape. You know, I recorded a lot of it in Laguna Beach, where I live, and my home studio there. And then we eventually took it to another studio where we got a little more hands-on with everything and really turned up the volume on it.
There are little bits and pieces that are fiction that you just, you know, that you created on your own. And then there are some parts where it does come a little bit from real life. Like Richie was inspired by a family event that happened to you where, you know, you lost a couple of cousins over a short period of time. Was that a particularly hard song to get into as you started writing it and as you started recording it?
Well, it is still hard to sing it sometimes, because it comes from that one, especially comes from a real personal place and a real family place with from my father's side of the family. And so singing that, I know it conjures up mixed feelings for people. Some people want to address that side of this side of life, and some people want to address the other side that that we all pass through. So that one especially is meaningful, though, because it was my uncle and his two sons were the ones that passed away within a year of each other in a motorcycle and a car accident. And at a young age, it was really impactful and a really sad time for our family. And that always stuck with me. And I felt, what better way to put it, to immortalize them inside of a song that really, I feel, captures something beautiful out of something that was pretty horrific for our family. And so they would always come back and visit different family members in dreams. And so I did have one of those dreams one time. And so this was sort of based around some of the visuals I had amongst the true story in it as well.
Now you can get me right, or you can get me wrong. I know everybody at times feels this way. Now give me a second, cause you're out of line. Think you're afraid of love, and honey, I'm just saying that you're afraid of love, cause it might just catch you a little off guard and a little out of breath. Afraid of love coming at the wrong time, I'm not the one to say he's not your kind. Now I know you are a politician's daughter, and many come to kneel at your altar. Look, there's plenty of room for you dance. We just happen to stumble on the same path. Are you afraid of love? Cause it might just catch you a little off guard and a little out of breath. Afraid of love coming at the wrong time, but I'm not the one to say it's not your kind. See, I've got mine. Afraid of love, well, I know you're kind. Afraid of love, we both must judge and overcome. compensating a grudge.
I remember it well, a song that is on the record twice, just in a couple of different ways.
Yeah.
When was that decision made to say, okay, you know, I can't decide between these two, both of them need to be on the record?
Well, I think they both evoke different feeling, and it's part of a, you know, a song cycle aspect of a record or songwriting in that. And so one is sort of the welcome in, and the other one is sort of the easing out of it into this world that is the that is Santa Rosa Fangs.
Yeah, and that was, I think that's a good way of putting it, because, you know, me listening to the album, you hear this, you know, the first one's a little more, I guess, upbeat, more of that nostalgic, oh man, it was such a great time. And then afterwards, it's like, you know, you remember these things, you know how they're important. It's like there's definitely a different feel to it sonically, where you feel a different emotion from that, oh, I remember it well, in a different way.
Yeah, and I like the idea how a song in different contexts can really bring out different feelings. And a lot of times you don't, on a record, if you definitively pick one, you don't really get to reveal the two sides of, or the multiple or many different sides that are layered within a song.
Yeah, so, and that says a lot to, you know, how you pick sonically you want to go with a record when you jump in. And, you know, I'm kind of curious, like, sonically, you know, what was your vision as you went into this? How did you want it to sound? What were kind of the inspirations as you started building out these songs and creating these different layers?
Yeah, well, when I started working on the record, I did have a lot of different ideas, but I started really just wanting to focus it on really strong songs to begin with, and not necessarily leaning on sort of sonic textures and things. Obviously, it is very sonically textured in specific ways, but I think really just like making the core of the song something that you can, no pun, sink your teeth into.
I remember when you were a mess. Said we'd look back then on all of this. You hiding in the bush and you crying in your cup. I picked you up and knew just what to do. I remember when we were happy again, just to be friends, but all good things must end. How I lied on one dark night, said you'd hold it against me for the rest of my life. I remember it well. I remember it well. I remember it well, so well, so well. I remember when we walked down St. John Street. Before the trees grew tall, before their fruits were ripe. But now you're like some very red wine. You bottled up and the grapes cut from the vine. I remember it well. I remember it well. I remember it well, so well, so well. I remember it, I remember it so well.
Matt Costa, live in studio. A new album is called Santa Rosa Fangs. You've been hearing Sharon a lot here on 88.5 FM. So just want to thank you again for coming on by and telling a little bit about the story behind the album.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's 88.5 FM.